Oscar normally comes in on a Monday. Normally, if you're feeling a little bit flat, it's a bit of a gloomy day out there. We know there's plenty of rain about in northern New South Wales and such, which is exactly where Oscar is right now. He's going to intend, or at least he has intended, to put a smile on our dial with another rendition of Good News Mondays, this time via distance. Oscar, are you there and where are you?
Mate, we've literally just stopped in a servo. it's as Queensland as it gets. Yeah, I'm good. We're in Noosa at the moment, and we've just found out, I think like a lot of people, that there's been floods. So we're in two minds as to whether to kind of just drive eye of the storm. But yeah, I think we're going to do it. We're going to bite the bullet and drive to Brisbane.
Yeah, fair enough. Are your mates there with you now?
Yeah, we're all in the van.
Hey, fellas.
It's been good. There's been a few speed bumps like any road trip. We got a $300 fine for parking in a no-park zone. Oof. The first night, we didn't have any air conditioning. We didn't have a fan. It was 34 degrees in Cairns.
Ugh.
But yeah, it's been fun. It's been enjoyable.
All right. Have you got any kind of news for us?
Any good, bad, ugly?
Let's get the tune going and we can
see what we can
muster together, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, like, it wouldn't be a good news segment without some animal-related news. So we've got a little pygmy possum has been found on Kangaroo Island for the first time since its habitat was mostly destroyed in bushfires.
Oh.
It's pretty good, yeah. They live in small patches of South Australia and Victoria.
Yep.
And it was feared that they'd been wiped out from the bushfires, so good stuff there. Yeah, and also in... I'm a bit rusty this morning.
That's all right. Have you a couple of red cordials last night? Or
A few red cordials, yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
the next bit of good news, we had Radiothon a few weeks ago, so look at that. People have been donating in Tasmania. The Giving Tree Appeal raised $200,000 for the Giveathon for ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, for all going to charities for Christmas. Really good stuff, I think, giving back in the time when we all need to, especially for the industry.
For the arts industry
and those in radio, yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff going on in Tassie as well. Like, I know you produced a story not so long ago about Dark Mofo and stuff and how they're going to try to change their approach. And I use this example all the time whenever anyone speaks about Tasmania, but have you watched Rosehaven?
What was that?
Have you watched Rosehaven?
No, what's that about?
Dude, it's such a good TV show. It's based in...
Check it out.
Yeah, Oscar, honestly, you've got to check it out sometime. It's
really good. Set in Tasmania.
That's right, Oscar.
I'll have to suss it.
Anyway, good stuff coming out of Tassie, similar to that in Queensland. So please do go on, Oscar.
Yeah, really good stuff. We're just back on the road now. We've left the servo. I'll give you live updates.
Okay.
We're coming out. The rain's coming down again now. All right, we're leaving. All right, next bit of good news.
Yep.
A Toowoomba woman, Ali Davenport, has seized 244 dogs from a one-dye puppy farm in 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were living in pretty bad condition. Well, yeah, just hit a bump. they were living in pretty bad condition, but she's rescued them, and they're now in the RSPCA, so she's calling people out to, who doesn't want a dog?
Yeah.
We were talking about that, I think, a few days ago, just... man's best friend.
Yeah,
so if you want a dog, check that out.
Dogs are the best.
Onto the RSPCA. Do you have a dog?
So I never had a dog growing up. But so my older sister and her partner that also live in Sydney now as well, actually lived with for a time, they bought a dog or a trial child, I call it. about 6 months ago. And like, honestly, I love Murphy to death. Already, it's just like having never had a dog. It's just the most incredible kind of.
Yeah, maybe check it out then. Get one in your share house. Are you allowed a dog in your share house?
Absolutely not, but that doesn't mean it might stop us. We have Murphy over every once in a while, but anyway.
Maybe check it out. A little Christmas surprise.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get a dog. It seems too much admin. Too much admin. Too much hard work for this point in my life.
Get a cat. Cats are great.
Yeah, I know you're...
Homeowners are usually a bit more relaxed with that.
Yeah, you're such a cat guy though, Oscar. We've had this discussion.
I'm such a cat guy. Yeah, I still don't know whether to take that as a massive insult.
It's
or not.
Like, it's
cat
more
guy,
of like...
Cat guy's weird and like a little bit...
No, I think that's...
You know what I mean? Like a dog guy's cool. Like he's a masculine kind of like...
I don't... I don't know. I know a couple of cat people and they're all very relaxed souls, which is like you just said, it's a bit more relaxed.
A bit more relaxed, yeah.
Yeah, like I think like it's, well, I don't know. Cats seem to do what they want all the time and so...
Yeah, they don't give a...
Oi.
Oh, that was close. Yeah, they don't give a damn.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, but yeah, maybe cat, maybe a dog. Like I said, I just feel like that's a bit too much responsibility at this point in my life. So
yeah,
I might leave that with you, but or with others from Toowoomba, did you say?
Toowoomba, yeah.
Go and pay Ali a visit on the way.
Do it. RSPCA, good stuff there. Yeah, so, interesting good news.
All right, good stuff, Oscar, man. That's I suppose you have been on holidays and stuff, so it was always going to be hard for you to do some research.
Yeah, I haven't had to use my brain in a few days.
No, but
that's been a bit obvious.
I do appreciate you at least making the time to answer the
phone. I'm committed, man. I'm committed. Yeah, no matter where I am, I will deliver the good news.
That's exactly right. It's a beautiful thing, and I do appreciate your time on that in that respect. So, I don't know, say good day to your mates for me. And
will do.
Drive safely, especially in the wild weather up there. I suppose that's what you get in the tropical north. Isn't that right, Oscar?
We'll be fine. I think we'll be in Brisbane not too long and go out and have a good time. We'll be back next Monday.
All right, good stuff. Click back front and back, mate.
See you later, man. Cheers.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye. Whoa, Oscar. All right, so that was good news via distance all the way from Queensland. Probably didn't cut the mustard like it has done in previous weeks. But you know what, Oscar, like just said, he's been on the red cordials a little bit and he's been having fun in the tropical north. So I'm not going to hold that against him. Are you?